Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, cash cattle markets remain generally quiet today following sluggish movement at generally steady price levels in the north yesterday. A few deals reported in Nebraska, about $157, and too early to tell, but not enough trade to establish a trend for the week, but the firm pressure in futures seems to not have a significant impact on the overall cash prices at this point. Bids are likely to become more active over the next couple of days, although it may be late in the week until active cash cattle's seen. The five area weekly average price last week increased 38 cents from the previous week, an average price listed at $96.36. August futures have continued to lead the hog futures market lower, with prices moving back just above $50 in spot month contracts, and October futures falling below $50 threshold. The previous optimism about breaking out of the weaker market trend seems to be fading. As pork values bounce higher and lower with triple-digit market moves, the concern that additional market shifts and generally bearish pork demand expectations could leave prices hovering near support levels through the rest of the summer. On the grains, mixed overnight trade with winter wheat contracts steady to lower while spring wheat futures are mostly higher. Stabilization might be all one could hope for after a beating like the one witnessed on Monday across all three wheat exchanges. December corn lower overnight with follow-through selling seen from yesterday's session after crop conditions failed to decline and weather forecasts look conducive to yields inching higher. And weaker trade for the entire complex, that's the soybeans, as front month soybeans ease back under the $9 mark after settling above that level yesterday. Monday's trade was the highest print and settlement for the front month contract since March 6th, as soybeans continue to feel like the most well-supported market in the ag room. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle down a dollar yesterday, 102.27. October down 50 cents, 106.37. August feeder cattle down 110, 141.60. September down 32 cents, 143. And August hogs down 240 at 50.40. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 13 and 3 quarters at 435. December down 13 and a half, 446 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 12 and 3 quarters at 522. December down 11 and 3 quarters at 528 and 3 quarters. September corn down 4 and 3 quarters at 328 and a quarter. December's down 4 cents at 335 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 5 cents, 903. September's up 4 and a half, 896 and 3 quarters. December cotton up 94 cents, 6288. March up 98 cents, 6361. And August crude oil is up 94 cents, 4175. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.